It's always kind of nice to know you're going to be working from home, unless you're a firefighter.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
We all love to laugh, but some people don't want us to. I once asked famous author and preacher Chuck Swindoll what he takes the most flack for. He said, humor. Well, he's not alone. Most of the people I hear from are very kind, but some are not happy with the thought of Christians laughing. I asked Chuck how he deals with it. He said, some people want you to be as miserable as they are, and I'm not getting on that bus. Amen to that. The trip seems never-ending when we travel with self-appointed guardians of misery. Maybe sour people have kept you from church. Their lemon-like faces are cemented in a downward scowl. Chances are they've been sampling the forbidden prune of worry. It's one of the leading joy suckers out there. Most of us are guilty of it. Do you ever worry? I do. About potholes, cell phone radiation, oversleeping, getting frisked at airports. You say, Phil, don't worry, be happy. I say, are you crazy? There's so much to worry about nowadays. Take email. Please take it. I've had enough of it. Here are 7 things I badly need to worry about, according to one of those emails that's floating around out there. Go to sleep at a party and you could wake up without a kidney. Whoa. Mr. Clean Magic Erasers contain formaldehyde. Don't lick bank envelopes. You'll die. Cold water causes cancer. Didn't know that. KFC chickens are mutants. Go to shop at a mall and you may be drugged with a perfume sample. And never ever pick up a $5 bill in a parking lot because someone is lurking beneath a car to grab your leg. Well, we all know that worry is like a porch swing. It gives you something to do but never takes you anywhere. Still, we worry about money, the kids, and our mother-in-law. If chronic worry is pulverizing your complexion, ulcerizing your solar plexus, and keeping you from the joy God intended for you to have, the cure is about 7 seconds away. Listen carefully. This truth has the power to change your life. It comes from the Bible, Philippians 4:6-7. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. So each time worry arrives, show it through the door of prayer, would you? Because the more we pray, the less we panic. You say, Phil, worry runs in my family. If I don't do it, who will? Well, plenty of people will, but not you. Each morning, you can wake up right by saying, thanks, God, for your mercy and faithfulness. Throughout the day, feed your mind on things that are honorable, pure, lovely, and of good report. You'll seldom find them on TV or social media. Set your default to rejoicing, and your life will be transformed. You'll find that the God who has shown up for saints throughout history is not about to abandon you. At night, turn things over to God and sleep. Let him deal with it. He'll be up all night anyway. You know, God gave us today, and tomorrow is none of our beeswax. If we squint fearfully into a foggy future, we'll just hurt our eyes. And when our eyes are strained, we can't see what God requires of us right now. Rejoice, relax, and reflect on God's goodness. Hang out with positive people. Read a good book. Loosen your tie. Hug a friend's chihuahua. Share a clean joke. Lighten up and laugh again. And go ahead, check your email. One just arrived that should fix all my worries. Bill Gates is sending me $150,000.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."